What's going on, successors? Welcome to another episode of Speak Your Success in the Morning. I'm your host, Jonathan Jones. And also, this is Speak Your Success in the Morning with Jonathan Jones and producer Britt. But y'all, today, look, right now, today, it is December 10th, 2025, and it is a great day to be alive. Here on Speaking Success, we always cover a few things. We always give you a little bit of education. We always give you a little bit of entertainment. But lastly, we got to give you that empowerment. All right, got to give you that empowerment. And y'all, it's getting a little chilly out here. I'm not sure if you all are feeling it, but in the DFW, man, the temperatures have been 33 degrees, 43 degrees. I'm like, Lord, please. I don't know what's happening right now with the weather. Well, I mean, it's winter, but I've never been a fan of the cold, but I've always been a fan of long johns, okay? So if you see me out, I got my long johns on, I got my thermal on, don't talk about me, okay? Don't talk about me. Just show love, all right? Just show love. But y'all, now without further ado, I want to go ahead and dive in to our Straight From The Source segment today. And today we're going to be coming into, the book of Isaiah. It's going to be chapter 7. Verse 14. And the reason why I want to cover this is because we're right around that holiday season. And this is a text that really just hits a little bit different around this time. Okay. So the verse reads, "Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and she will name him Emmanuel." Okay. Emmanuel. And the name Emmanuel means God with us. It's really, really just powerful just to know and think of all the different names for God. Why are there so many different names for God? Because we need to know that Emmanuel is God with us. We also need to know that he's the Alpha and the Omega, right? We call him the wheel in the middle of the wheel, the Rose of Sharon. There's so many different names for God, because God is so many different things. All right, let me go ahead and just break this down a little bit. Okay, so the sign, okay? God promises a supernatural sign. It's not something ordinary, because if it was something ordinary, then it wouldn't be God, right? But something only he could do. So the first thing is the sign, right? Something supernatural will be taken or will be shown. So that's God. But then there's the prophecy, and the prophecy is a virgin will conceive and give birth to a son. This points to divine intervention, not human effort, right? Mary was not impregnated by herself. She was impregnated by the Holy Ghost. People might have feelings, thoughts, whatever they may feel about that. However, the way this took place, we cannot challenge, right? Because how else would Jesus be? Jesus isn't coming regular. He's not being born into the world regular, just like the rest of us, because he's not like the rest of us, okay? And then the name, Emmanuel, God with us, like I mentioned before, this serves as a reminder that even in uncertain times, God is not distant. He's present. He's with us. So I want you to think, when things begin to feel unstable and you begin to feel uncertain, God sends signs to remind us that he's still with us, he keeps his promises, and that he will never let us go. So as you're going through this time, as you're going through this holiday season, I want you to remember that God is with us, God is with me, God is with you. And through this time, don't lose sight of that. Because when we begin to lose sight of God being with us, that's when our fear begins to creep in. That's when we begin to let that stinking thinking begin to take over our mind. And during those times, that's when we have to say that prayer. God, help my unbelief. God, capture my thoughts and make them obedient to Christ. And when we began to say these things, and we began to recite scripture, and we began to speak truth to ourselves, and we began to just rehearse, this helps us begin to not only reframe our mind, but this also begins to allow us to say what's true, to cancel out the thoughts that we feel are trying to penetrate our mind. the fears, the lies, the false belief. All right. So today over you, I pray that in our times of challenging and uncertainty, we'll say, God, help my unbelief. God, help my unbelief. I want to believe. I want to follow you. I want to know that your Bible is true. I want to know that your word is true. Help my unbelief. And then that other verse, Lord, help me to take these thoughts captive and make them obedient to you. Do not let these things penetrate my mind. Do not let these things penetrate my body. Do not let these things penetrate my soul. Thank you, God, for being good. And thank you for covering me despite myself. All right, family. So that's going to wrap up straight from the source this morning. I want to give you that verse, Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, just reminding you that God is intentional. He's going to give us a sign. He's going to give us prophecy, right? And then he also is always going to come in like the sign, the prophecy, and just the name. There's so much in a name. There's so much in a name. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We're going to be right back here with more Speaking Success in the Morning. For timeless pieces that make a statement, discover the Jewelry Department, where elegance meets craftsmanship. Owned by Miguel Contreras and located at 13505 Mumford Place, Suite 103 in Dallas, the Jewelry Department is your destination for stunning, one-of-a-kind pieces designed to elevate your style. From classic designs to modern trends, we offer a curated selection that reflects sophistication and artistry. Because we believe your jewelry should be just as unique as you are. Visit us today at the Jewelry Department, where every piece tells a story. And let us help you find the perfect piece that speaks to yours. The Jewelry Department, elevating your look with elegance and style. Find us at 13505 Mumford Place, Suite 103 in Dallas. All right, family, we're right back here with Speaker Success in the Morning. And I want to get to some Speaker Success sports, okay? I want to get to some Speaker Success sports. I'm not sure if you happen to see this, but I want to just bring some attention to it. Because earlier this year, I was following Sacramento State. I was following Sacramento State because they locked in this new head coach. His name was Coach Brendan Marion, and he had a lot of traction that was being built around him just based on the work that he's done previously. Y'all, and check out Brendan Marion. Just check out this coaching history, the time that he's put in. And y'all, like I said before, we in Speaking Success Sports right now, okay? Speaking Success Sports. But look, okay, I'm going to start from the bottom. Okay, so West Valley, all right? So he was a wide receivers coach in 2011. Then in 2012, he was at the Harker School once again, wide receivers coach. Then St. Patrick, St. Vincent High School, head coach, 2013. So he's put in some time and worked. He's put in some time. And from him putting the time, like, he's got his stripes, right? Then, look, he was Waynesboro Area High School head coach, 2014. Then 2015, Arizona State offensive quality control. Oklahoma Baptist running backs coach. Howard offensive coordinators coach, 2017, 2018. 2019, William and Mary offensive coordinator and quarterbacks coach. Hawaii wide receivers coach. Pittsburgh, Texas, UNLV. And then he was the head coach of Sacramento State. This is Coach Brendan Marion. And y'all, I wanted to talk about Coach Brendan Marion just for a second, because I also saw his story on Instagram yesterday. He said some people might be jealous of my position. Some people might be jealous of my life and where I am. But he said, and this is a loose quote, but he said that if you want to be in my shoes, then I want you to also think about this. I had three torn ACLs. The day I was told I was going to be starting in the NFL was the same day that I got released. Just think about that for a second. And now he is the newest offensive coordinator for the University of Colorado Buffaloes. right? Coach Brendan Marion, all the locations he's gone, he's elevated their offense tremendously. He was averaging anywhere, he was averaging upwards of 30 points per game. That is not an easy feat. He is the creator and the innovator of the go-go offense. And as I was watching some of the interviews from Coach Marion, Coach Marion created this offense as he began to try to really find his space in football and coaching. And he began to put different type of packages and different type of plays together. So then he created this go-go offense where people couldn't just predict it. They couldn't just necessarily understand it. But like I said, he was averaging upwards of 30-plus points and different things like that. So I want to say this to give him a shout-out, right, to Coach Brendan Marion, who is now, like I said, Colorado Buffalo's newest offensive coordinator. He's joining forces with Coach Prime. And, you know, I'm excited to see what he's going to do. I'm excited to see what's going to happen up in Colorado. But just wanted to give him some spotlight and give him some shine because I like his swag. I like the way he operates. I like how he wears his cowboy hats. Man, so shout out to Coach Marion for elevating and getting in a position, because so often, y'all, so often in college sports, there are times to where opportunities come and people always are quick to talk down on the opportunity. Or always say, well, why would you take that? Or somebody might even say, well, coach, you just put together a staff at Sacramento State. You're recruiting kids at Sacramento State. Why are you leaving, going to another situation, going to another institution? Well, we can always say our assumptions. We can always have our beliefs. But at the end of the day, just as a student athlete who might get recruited to whatever university, if they feel that there's a better situation for them elsewhere, then they're going to go to that better situation. So the same applies for coaches, right? You have to always put yourself in the best position, but even beyond that, your family, this is a family man. So he has to also go in the best place and best position for his family, right? So, man, shout out to Sacramento State and just the work that they were doing this past year. I was following the video content and the docuseries that they were putting out. Love to see it, right? But now I'm excited to see this new chapter for Coach Brendan Marion and seeing what they do. And also, shout out to Coach Reed, right? Shout out to Coach Reed because I know that Coach Brendan is one of his clients, right? So Coach Reed is, if you're not familiar with Coach Reed, you should be, for one, right? Coach Reed live, right? And Coach Reed is doing things on the behind the scenes that we don't even know about a lot of times, but a lot of his clients and the people that he represents, he is really putting them in great positions right now to really be successful. So shout out to Coach Reed. Shout out to Coach Brendan Marion. That's going to wrap it up here for Speak Your Success Sports. Wanted to give you all that quick update because it's been on my timeline. I saw it when it happened. I was like, whoa, this is major. But I had to cover it on the platform, right? We had to cover it on the platform. So now today, with it being Wellness Wednesday, and y'all, if you're rocking with me live this morning, go ahead, drop something in the chat so I know it's you and so I can post your comment up and shout you out. But we're currently 21 minutes after the hour, and if you're not subscribed to Speak Your Success Media, be sure to subscribe on the YouTube channel, Speak Your Success Media, because we go live Monday through Friday. Sometimes we miss a day here or there because life is real, but we're always going to bring you content, okay? Daily content, live content, so make sure to subscribe. But today, what I want to talk about, and give you is just something a little simple, all right? And here's why. Because the year is winding down, so your body is keeping score. John, what you talking about? What you talking about, boy? Your body's keeping score. And I'm telling you that from a real, real place. Because my body be exhausted sometimes, right? I used to just stay up all the time, stay up all hours of the night, not care about anything or nothing. And then I would wake up and I'd go do whatever I do that day. Then I'd take a nap and then I'd come back and I'm like, hey, I'm fresh. But now, at 37 years old, you understand me? 37 years old, two kids, a wife, a dog. Well, nah, we don't got no dog. And we don't got no white picket fence either, okay? But, y'all, what's happening now is my body is reminding me. My body is reminding me that you need rest. And I'm here to remind you all today the same thing. You need rest, okay? You need rest. You got to get it in somewhere. You got to get it in somehow. But rest is essential. So this is what I want to break down for you right now, okay? So sometimes your mind is telling you to push through, push through, push through, push through. But the fact of the matter is your body, your body's saying, but wait, we're not prepared for that, right? And some of these feelings and this physical challenge on your body or this physical strain can come from stress. It can come from grief, pressure, and even exhaustion. But they don't just disappear. They ultimately settle into your body. And then they show up later. It could be towards the end of the year. Could be towards the end of the month. And y'all, this is why people get sick right after deadlines. This is one of those things to where you feel aches and pains that you can't explain. Because these are physical signs of your body keeping score. This is when you're asleep, but you wake up and you're tired. You're like, why do I still feel tired? Your body is keeping score. Even when you feel emotionally numb or just unusually irritable, and I got to be honest, for me, that's me sometimes, right? Some days I'm just a little frustrated. I'm not feeling it. And I couldn't explain why. It's because my body is keeping score. So look, John, what does this mean? Like, my body keeping score, what does this mean? What does this look like? Break it down. All right, so this is what it means when I talk about your body still keeping score. So ultimately, your nervous system tracks a few things. It's going to track unresolved stress. It's going to track emotional suppression, overworking without recovery and time for, you know, you to get that rest and that sleep. Poor sleep patterns is also another area to where your nervous system is tracking. Lack of you getting complete rest and hydration. And lastly, you're just constantly in go mode. You're going here, you're going there. And this is where you say, well, I got to get through. I got to push through. I got to make it to the finish line. I got to finish. I got to win. And you say, I push through. But your body never forgets. And honestly, there's always a cost that's associated to it. So here are some of the common year-end physical signals, right? Today, I want to teach a little bit. I want to teach you a little bit today. And if this is resonating with you at all, just go ahead, hit that thumbs up button for me. So YouTube knows that you're enjoying this content, so you appreciate it. And also, like I said before, if you're not subscribed, make sure you subscribe to the channel. Today is Wednesday. We're talking about Wellness Wednesday and the body keeping score. Okay, so common year-end physical signals. And this is something that I know one or a few of these is going to relate to you, right? So these are like the areas to where if I hit one, that's you. Somebody just drop in the comments, that's me, right? Drop in the comments, that's me. Okay, so tight neck, shoulders, or lower back. Huh? Come on, somebody. That's me, right? Frequent headaches, digestive issues, weakened immune system, fatigue that sleep doesn't fix. That's me for sure. I get some of that. Brain fog, right? Where you're trying to think of something and you can't get clear on it. And you're like, it's right there, but I don't know why I can't assess what that thing is. Random body aches. That's me. Anybody? Huh? Shorter temper or even emotional shutdown. That's you. Y'all, so look. So often our body can push and will function through certain things, but that doesn't mean that our body has truly healed from it, right? And this is the science. This is the science. And I want to get to some questions in just a second for you to think about, reflect on. And also, I'm going to give you some actionable tools that you can take. But the science for it is when you stay stressed for too long, okay? And this is what we all need right here. We need to know this. Okay, your cortisol levels stay elevated, right? And when your cortisol levels stay elevated, that's not where you want to be. Because then we got inflammation that's increasing. Then we got our immune system that's being weakened. Like I said before, that sleep quality is dropping. And you know that your body needs at least 6 to 8 hours of sleep. At least 6 to 8. I mean, 8 is really encouraged, but I think they give us 6 to 8 so we all don't feel bad about ourselves. But then the muscles also going to stay tense. And that digestion is slowing down. We don't want that. We don't want that. We need to be regular. We got to be regular off in here, okay? Got to be regular. Because your body was built for seasons of stress and not a constant survival mode, which is stress. That's why there's that bell curve to where it shows us how when we are at a certain level of stress, we're at optimal production. But then if we keep going, then the production decreases. And that stress, as it continues to increase, then we're not being productive. We're anxious. We're frustrated. All of these things, right? So here are a few questions I want to ask you. And I want you just to consider and just go through as I begin just to break this down a little bit. But the first one is, I want you to ask yourself this. What has my body been trying to tell me that I've been ignoring? Right? For me, every once in a while, it might be my knee. I'm like, why did my knee feel sore? I didn't lift weights, didn't work out, wasn't hooping. Right? Why is my knee sore? My body been trying to tell me something. Then the second one is, when was the last time that I truly felt rested? For me, it was last night. My son, my baby boy, slept through the night. Shout out to Judah. My baby boy slept through the night last night. We're excited about that, okay? Do you understand me? Excited about that. And then, am I tired because I'm lazy or because I've been carrying too much? It's one thing if you've just been, you know, lethargic and lazy and laying up and not doing much. That's one thing, right? And I believe that there's times and places and seasons for that. But then it's another thing if you're exhausted and you're drained because of the weight of what you've been carrying. It's a lot. It's too much. Take a break, relax. And then what about this? What pain or tension keeps showing up in the same place? Right? What's that pain? What's that tension to where it's constantly showing up? Here, there, everywhere, often. Right? And you are aware of what these things are. You are aware of the pain that you're feeling. You're aware of the hurt, the body aches. You're aware of what these things are and where they are. So now's the time we got to apply some practical tools, all right? Now's the time. Okay, so no, this isn't about us just trying to overthrow our lives and take on so much now to where, okay, we got to get results. We got to do this. We got to make this work. We got to figure that out. No. Slow down. This is me bringing some awareness. And this is also me giving you permission to relax your body. Me giving you permission to make self-care a priority. And also affirming you in knowing that self-care is not selfish. All right. So the first thing, I want you to do a body scan, right? And I want you to begin to mentally scan your jaw, your shoulders, your chest, your lower back. And anywhere holding tension, that's unfinished stress right there. Right? So we want to just do that scan to where we can assess where we're feeling some tension, where we're feeling some pain. And then name it to release it. My body is tired from X. Oh, man. My mom. Shout out to my mom. My mom said I'm old. Mom. Oh, man. She says, sometimes I forget I'm old. Well, hey, mom. That's real. That's real. That's real. Sometimes I remember how I competed when I played college basketball and how I used to work out in the weight room. And now I realize that is no longer me. Because after playing one day, my body will be all kind of sore. Okay. So my body is sore from blank. What is it sore from? Why is it sore? Right? Now, as we name that stress, we're gonna begin to reduce that grip that it has on us. But what are some habits that I can incorporate that will help me ultimately heal? John, what are some habits that I can begin to start going into the end of 2025 to help me get recovery, to help me recharge, to help me energize? What are some things that I can do, John? Because I don't know. I don't know what I don't know. Well, the first thing is doing a 10 to 15 minute walk. No phone necessary. Unplug, okay? Walk around your neighborhood, 10 to 15 minutes. And if that's too much, let's just start with 5. Just walk the block real quick. Walk the block, circle back, go back inside. Great. If it's too cold outside or you're not ready to go outside just yet, walk around in your living room. Walk around in your house. Okay? Get that in. Maybe pick up the pace a little bit if you're like, I don't feel anything. This isn't doing anything. Then walk a little further or pick up the pace. But no phone. No phone, no screens. Unplug. Another one is you can stretch before bed. Right? Get in a good stretch so that if there is any tension in your body that you're feeling, you need to get off or you need to release, get a good stretch in. 5 minutes, you will be amazed at how much stretching you get done in 5 minutes. Okay? So we got a walk, we got stretching, extra hydration. I once heard it said before that what you measure will multiply. What you measure will multiply. So one thing we want to begin to measure is what is our water intake? A lot of times we might see people walk around with these big old gallon jugs or these big Tonka jugs. It's just big old thing. Like, why are y'all carrying that? Why are y'all carrying that? And if you look closely on those jugs, it says different things like, you know, drink this by this time or by that time. Or some of them have encouraging or more motivational type phrases on the jugs. But get that hydration in, okay? Get that hydration in. Because our body needs hydration to be able to really function at a high level. That's why when we're dehydrated and you start seeing people like their body lock up and different things like that, they need hydration. Need hydration, okay? I even have a friend. This is not my encouragement, but I even have a friend to where they get, it's like vitamin C injections to where it, I'm not 100% sure of what it does, but I know she gets vitamin C injections and, you know, that gives her a boost and helps her just get going. So that's potentially another thing, but do your own research on that, okay? Do your own research. Here's another one. Getting to bed early. 2 to 3 times a week. Take your butt in the bed. That's what my mind tells me. That's what my mind tells me. I'm getting ready to lay down the couch. I'm like, I'm laying down the couch. My mind's telling me, John, get your butt in the bed. Get your butt in the bed. Get your butt in the bed, okay? So now what I start doing, I start getting my butt into bed, all right? If y'all think this is something that you can do, let me know in the comments. Say, I can do that. Right. If it's 10 to 15 minute walk, say I can do that. Or if it's stretching, just comment stretch in the chat. Or maybe it's hydrate. Just comment H2O in the chat. Or maybe it's bedtime, earlier bedtime. Just write bedtime. But then the last one I have for you is saying no without an explanation. You do not need to justify nor explain to anyone why you don't want to do something, why you won't do something, or you're not feeling it. Just say, nah, I'm good. There we go. Vitamin C boosts immunity and collagen production. Thank you. Hobby to CEO one. There we go. Thank you for that. Thank you for letting us know that. That's good information right there. That's good information. See y'all. Groupthink. This is healthy. All right, family. And before we get out of here, I have just a few more tidbits I want to give to y'all. But want to pause for a quick moment of station identification. If you're not subscribed to the channel, make sure you subscribe to Speak Your Success Media here. Okay, on YouTube, to where we go live Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. Central Standard to 7 a.m. Central Standard. We're here giving you education. We're here giving you empowerment and going to give you some entertainment. All right. So make sure you hit that subscribe button and Speak Your Success Media so you never miss an episode. And now this is the thing I want you to begin to see, know and understand. All right. That your body keeping score. This isn't about weakness. It's about wisdom. Okay, your body will never betray you. It's protecting you. So what you listen to now and what you put in place now will determine what's going to take place in your next season. All right. So family, before this year ends, I want you to listen to your body before it forces a conversation. And we don't want that, right? So we can listen to our body by doing some of those things I shared before, doing the walk, stretch before bed, extra hydration, going to bed earlier, or even saying no without an explanation. But also, if we feel certain things, you also can go to your local doctor, okay? Go to your local doctor, see what they have to say. And by doing that, now we can operate and move forward with wisdom, okay? If you all enjoyed today's episode, you enjoyed this content, be sure to hit that thumbs up button so that YouTube also knows that you enjoyed it. And also share with one friend. Share with one friend to make sure that they can also get on their wellness journey so that we can grow, we can learn, and we can show up better together. All right, family, I'm Jonathan Jones. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We're going to be right back to close it out here on Speak Your Success in the Morning.
Do you want to feel confident in your skin every day? Introducing Skin Rituals, a luxury home-based skin studio that specializes in hyperpigmentation, acne, and personalized treatments for every skin type. Owned by solo esthetician and registered nurse, Courtney Durham, Skin Rituals is all about curating facial treatments designed just for you. Hydrate, brighten, nourish, and soothe your skin with expert care and cutting-edge techniques that promote natural healing. Whether you're looking for a relaxing facial or a transformative chemical peel, Skin Rituals offers results-driven treatment tailored to your needs. With over 7 years of experience, Courtney's goal is to help you safely achieve the healthy skin that you deserve. At Skin Rituals, we believe that taking care of your skin is an investment in your confidence. Book your appointment today and leave every session feeling grateful for the choice that you made to take care of yourself. Skin Rituals, because your skin deserves it.
What's going on, family? What's going on? Welcome back to Speak Your Success in the Morning. Not in the night, but in the morning. All right, family. So I wanted to hit us with a little bit of sports really quick before we get out of here. And some of the games just from last night, actually. So look, last night right here, or yesterday, we had the Heat and the Magic, right? We got the Heat and the Magic going on and going on and going on. This is what we was looking at last night, okay? Some people that showed up really big last night, right here. Where is it at? Where we at? Yep. Okay, so we had Nick Powell. We had Mr. Powell going for 21, okay? Anthony Wiggins going for 19, okay? Bam going for 19 and 8. I like it. Hero going for 20, right? But the Heat, that still wasn't enough. That still wasn't enough for the Heat. Right, but the Magic, Blancho. Okay, Blancho right there with 18 points, but D. Bane, 37 points, 6 rebounds, 5 assists. We like that. We like that right there. Okay, we got Wendell Carter Jr., 14 and 10. That's not a bad night right there. Not a bad night. Jalen Suggs, 20 and 3. We like it. We like it. So that ultimately gave the Magic exactly what they needed to go ahead and top out the Heat, 117 to 108. But then we had one other game that I want to hit on right here. We had one other game last night, and that other game was just right. I just lost it. Oh, no. I just lost my game. Lost my game. And then we have the Knicks and the Raptors, right? We have the Knicks and the Raptors, and here's what those numbers look like. So the Knicks are tough, y'all. The Knicks are tough coming out the East, okay? They had Mr. Hart, 21-6-4. I like it. He's getting it done. Jalen Brunson is showing himself time and time again. And Jalen Brunson going for 35-4-3. Jalen Brunson is tough, okay? He's tough. He's tough as nails. Then you got Bridges going for 15-5-4. But then also, what we can't forget is Clarkson coming off the bench going for 12-3. This is tough stuff right here, y'all. These are the games that took place last night. And man, it's just like it's just always great to see the guys and the gals that are putting in work, but just seeing who's continuing to come and is continuing to move forward and saying, don't forget about me. But tonight, what we got? Tonight we got the Suns and the Thunder, okay, going head to head at 6:30 p.m. And then we got the Spurs and the Lakers today at 9 p.m. So don't miss out on those. But now I want to go to this college football playoff, okay? So look, check this out. So the college football playoff, first round of games is going to be December 19th through the 20th, okay? Then following that, then we're going to go December 31st through January 1st. So that's going to be the New Year's, those 6 bowls. And then we got the semifinals, which is happening after that, which is going to be January 8th through the 9th, which we got the Fiesta and the Peach Bowls. And then the national championship game is going to be Monday, January 19th. And it's so interesting because how much this has changed. This wasn't always the flow and this wasn't always the thing, because typically those major games, the Rose Bowl, the Fiesta Bowl, the Cotton Bowl, all those bowls, and the Sugar Bowl, Peach Bowl, these different bowls, these typically happen like right around that January, like the kick start of the year, January 1st, dwindling down to like January 4th, and that was it. But now at the college football playoffs, things are moving, grooving, and going for it. But let me just go ahead and give you the schedule for those games so you can go ahead and be ready for when your time comes for your team. So look, the first round, this is what we got. December 19th, we got number 8 Oklahoma versus number 9 Alabama. Okay. Then we have on the 20th, December 20th, we got Texas A&M versus Miami. So number 7 A&M versus number 10 Miami. And drop your team down in the chat. I want to know who you're going for. Who you think going to take it all this year, all right? Then we have number 6 Ole Miss and number 11 Tulane. We have number 5 Oregon and number 12 James Madison. Shout out to James Madison. Shout out to my guy, Dallas Jackson up there, James Madison. Then December 31st for the Cotton Bowl, that's going to be the winner of Miami versus Texas A&M. And then we are going to, Ohio State versus Miami or Texas A&M winner, excuse me. And then January 1st for the Orange Bowl, we got Texas Tech, which is going to get the winner of James Madison or Oregon. Okay, things are spicing up. For the Rose Bowl on January 1st, we're going to have Indiana versus the winner of Oklahoma or Alabama. And then lastly, we're going to have the Sugar Bowl, which is going to be Georgia versus the winner of Ole Miss or Tulane, right? And then don't want to leave out these last games. And then for the Fiesta Bowl, it's going to be on January 8th, and the Peach Bowl, January 9th. Okay. All right, so look, y'all, go ahead and drop your team down in the comments. I want to know who you're rocking with. I want to know who you're rolling with this college football season, rolling into the playoffs. But family, that's going to wrap us up here on Speaker Success in the Morning with Jonathan Jones and producer Britt. But look, y'all, like I said before, we're bringing you education, we're bringing you entertainment, and we're bringing you empowerment, all right? But Also, we always like to, you know, bring a little fun, just like we break it down, speaker success, sports, and different things like that to keep you updated on what's going on in the world around us. But family, remember, your body is keeping score, so don't lose the game of your life, all right? Your body's keeping score, so don't lose the game of your life. And we're going to go ahead and get out of here. But remember, if you're not subscribed, go ahead and smash that subscribe button. And always remember, family, all right? Speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you and why should you live any other way?
Looking for timeless pieces that make a statement? Discover the Jewelry Department, where elegance meets craftsmanship. Owned by Miguel Contreras and located at 13505 Mumford Place, Suite 103 in Dallas, the Jewelry Department is your destination for stunning, one-of-a-kind pieces designed to elevate your style. From classic designs to modern trends, we offer a curated selection that reflects sophistication and artistry. Because we believe your jewelry should be just as unique as you are. Visit us today at the Jewelry Department, where every piece tells a story. And let us help you find the perfect piece that speaks to yours. The Jewelry Department, elevating your look with elegance and style. Find us at 13505 Mumford Place, Suite 103 in Dallas.